ਈ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਓਂ ਨਮੋ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਓਂ ਨਮੋ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਦ ਭਾਗਵਤ 9th ਕੈਂਟੋ ਚੈਪਟਰ 11 ਟੈਕਸਟ ਉਤਾਚਿੰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਣੀ ਦਕ੍਷ਿਣਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੁ ਅਦੁਰਜੋਭਿ ਪ੍ਰਤੀਚਿੰਬਾ ਉਤ੍ਤਰਾਂ ਸਾਮੁਗਾਯਸੋ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੁਪਾਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਰਾਮਚੰਦ੍ਰ ਗਿਵ ਦੀ ਐਂਟਾਇਰ ਈਸਟ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਹੁਤਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ ਦੀ ਐਂਟਾਇਰ ਸਾਊਥ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ ਦੀ ਵੈਸਟ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਅਧਰਜੋ ਪ੍ਰੀਸਟ and the north to the Udgata priest, the reciter of Samveda. In this way he donated his kingdom. Paravarti Shloka, text 3. Acharyaya tadu sesaṁ javati bhustadantara manyamāno idam krishnaṁ ब्राह्मणो अर्हति निस्पृह. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद. देयर आफ्टर थिंकिंग दैट बिकॉज द ब्राह्मणस हैव नो मटेरियल डिजायर्स दे शुड पोजेस द एंटायर वर्ल्ड, लॉर्ड रामचंद्र डिलीवर्ड द लैंड बिटवीन द ईस्ट वेस्ट नॉर्थ एंड साउथ टू द आचार्यस. टेक्स्ट 4. इत्ययम् तदलंकारो ਵਾਸੋਭ੍ਯਂਗਵਸੇਸਿਤ ਤਥਾਰਾਜ੍ਞੋਪਿ ਵੈਦੇਹਿ ਸੌਮੰਗਲ੍ਯਾਵਸੇਸਿਤਾ. ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੁਪਾਦ. ਆਫਟਰ ਦਸ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਚੈਰਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣਸ, ਲਾਰਡ ਰਾਮਚੰਦ੍ਰ ਰਿਟੇਨਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਹਿਜ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਗਾਰਮੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਰਨਾਮੈਂਟਸ, ਐਂਡ ਸਿਮਿਲਰਲੀ ਦੀ ਕੁਈਨ ਮਦਰ ਸੀਤਾ ਵਾਸ ਲੇਫਟ ਵਿਦ ਓਨਲੀ ਹਰ ਨੋਜ਼ ਰਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ. ਪਰਵਰਤੀ ਸ਼ਲੋਕ ਟੈਕਸਟ 5. ਤੇ ਤੂ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਦੇਵਸ੍ਯ ਵਾਤਸਲ੍ਯੰ ਵਿਖ੍ਯ ਸੰਸਤੁਤੰ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਾ ਕ੍ਲੀਨ ਧਿਯਸਤਮੈ ਪ੍ਰਤ੍ਯਰ್ਪੇਦੰ ਬਭਾਸਿਰੇ. ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੁਪਾਦ. All the Brahmanas who were engaged in the various activities of the sacrifice were very pleased with Lord Ramchandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmanas. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from him and spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous chapter it was said that the prajas, the citizens, strictly followed the system of Varnasrama Dharma. The Brahmanas acted exactly like Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas exactly like Kshatriyas, and so on. Therefore, when Lord Ramchandra gave everything in charity to the Brahmanas, Brahmanas being qualified, wisely considered that Brahmanas are not meant to possess property, to make a profit from it. The qualifications of a Brahman are given in Bhagavad Gita 18:42. Samo damastapa saucham khyantir arjavam yevachah. ज्ञान विज्ञान अस्ति क्यों ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभावजम. पीसफुलनेस, सेल्फ कंट्रोल, ऑस्ट्रिटी, प्योरिटी, टॉलरेंस, अनेस्टी, विजडम, नॉलेज एंड रिलीजियसनेस, दीज आर क्वालिटीज बाई हुई इज द ब्राह्मण्स वर्क. द ब्राह्मणिकल कैरेक्टर ऑफर्स नो स्कोप फॉर पोजेसिंग लैंड एंड रूलिंग सिटीजन्स. दीज आर द ड्यूटीज ऑफ ए क्षत्रिय. देयरफॉर ऑल्दो द ब्राह्मण्स डिडंट रिफ्यूज लॉर्ड रामचंद्रस गिफ्ट, आफ्टर एक्सेप्टिंग इट दे रिटर्न्ड इट टू द किंग. Brahmanas were so pleased with Lord Ramchandra's affection towards them that their hearts melted. They saw that Lord Ramchandra, aside from being the Supreme Personality Godhead, was fully qualified as a Kshatriya and was exemplary in character. And one of the qualifications of a Kshatriya is to be charitable. A Kshatriya ruler levies taxes upon the citizens not for his personal self-gratification but to give charity in suitable cases. Dānaṁ Iśvara-bhāva. On one hand, Kshatriyas have the propensity to rule, but on the other hand, they are very liberal with charity. And Maharaj Yudhishthira gave charity, he engaged Karna to take charge of distributing it. Karna was very famous as Data Karna. The word Data refers to one who gives charity very liberally. The kings always kept a large quantity of food, grains in stock, and whenever there was any scarcity of grain, they would distribute grains in charity. A Kshatriya's duty is to give charity, and a Brahmana's duty is to accept charity, but not more than needed to maintain body and soul together. Therefore, when the Brahmanas were given so much land by Lord Ramchandra, they returned to him and were not greedy. Many times, very often we discuss about this topic, about Brahmanas. This verse, all the Brahmanas who were engaged in various activities of the sacrifice were pleased with Lord Ramchandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmanas. Nama brahmani devaya go brahmani hitaya cha jagad hitaya krishnaya govindaya namanam. Brahmani deva is very affectionate and favorable to the Brahmanas. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from him and spoke as follows. In the previous chapter, it was said that the prajas, the citizens, strictly followed the system Varnasrama Dharma in Ramrajya. The Brahmanas acted exactly like Brahmanas, and Kshatriyas exactly like Kshatriyas. Therefore, when Lord Ramchandra gave everything in charity to the Brahmanas being qualified, wisely considered that Brahmanas are not meant to possess property to make profit out of it. They are real Brahmanas. So, qualification of Brahman given in Bhagavad Gita 18:42, Sama damastapa saucam, khyantri arjavam yevaca, jnana vijnana astrikyam, brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, religiousness. These are the qualities by which Brahmanas work. The Brahminical character offers no scope for possessing land and ruling citizens. They are not the activities of Brahmanas. These are the duties of Kshatriyas. Therefore, although the Brahmanas didn't refuse Lord Ramchandra's gift, why they didn't refuse? Because their duty is to accept gift, charity. When Ramchandra gave charity, as Brahman, they accepted it. Yes, that's our duty, to accept. But what he is giving? He is giving his whole empire, divided. Eastern side, western side, southern side, northern side, divided and gave everything to Brahmans. Nothing left, only his garments are there. He gave everything. They are qualified Brahmanas. So, their duty is to accept charity, so they accepted. But their duty is not to rule the kingdom. It's the duty of Kshatriya. Therefore, they returned it. Therefore, although the Brahmanas didn't refuse Lord Ramchandra's gift, after accepting, they returned it to the king. Brahmanas were so pleased with Lord Ramchandra's affection towards them that their hearts melted. They saw that Lord Ramchandra, aside from being the Supreme Personal Godhead, was fully qualified as a Kshatriya and was exemplary in character. One of the qualifications of Kshatriya is to be charitable. A Kshatriya ruler levies taxes upon the citizens, not for his personal self-gratification, but to give charity in suitable cases. Dānaṁ iśvara-bhāva, Kshatriya's characteristic. On one hand, Kshatriyas have the propensity to rule, but on the other, they are very liberal with charity. When Maharaj Yudhishthira gave charity, he engaged Karna to take charge of the distributing it. Karna was famous as Data Karna. What Data refers to one who gives charity very liberally. The kings always kept a large quantity of food, grains in stock, and whenever there was any scarcity of grain, they would distribute grains in charity. Kshatriya's duty is to give charity, Brahmana's duty is to accept charity. But Brahmanas should not accept more than needed to maintain body and soul. Should not be greedy. At a minimum requirement, they accept. Therefore, when the Brahmanas were given so much land by Lord Ramachandra, they returned it to him and they are not greedy. They are real Brahmanas. So, in Bhagavata, many places, this topic comes. Who is the real Brahmana? They are saying who is not... That Swami says, not born in Brahmin culture, he cannot be. Who is real Brahmana? Who is real Brahmana? You should understand. Two types. There are two types of Brahmana. One is natural Brahmana. One is only born in Brahmin culture family, but non-Brahminical qualities. Jati Brahmana, caste Brahmana. Two types. In Kali Yuga, there are no Brahmanas. Kali Yuga, Sarve Sudra Sambhava. Kali Yuga, all are Sudras. Because in Kali Yuga, this seminal line, when semina is not pure, is all contaminated, they can produce Brahmana. So, there are two types of Brahmana. One is natural Brahmana, another is caste Brahmana, jati siddha Brahmana. Those who are natural Brahmana, they are all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are natural Brahmana. Therefore, Vaishnavas are respected by one and all. Those who know, yes, he is a Brahmana, he is born in Brahminical family, so we are lower caste. Do you understand? This is psychological conception. Do you understand? So in this society, Brahmanas there, yes, they are Brahmana family, born in Brahmana family. But they don't. People, general people don't look at whether he is a qualified Brahmana or not. Samadhamantapasautam, but their qualification is not present, but only born. How is a Brahmana? Do you understand? So, those who know in the society, they only pay some respect. Otherwise, others won't pay. Do you understand? But one is a real Vaishnava. He is respected by one and all. That is what. So in whatever caste one may born, no matter, but if he becomes a pure Vaishnava, he is a real Brahman. He becomes a real Brahman. Do you understand? He becomes perfect Brahman. Therefore, there are two divisions of Veda. One is Karmakanda section, that's Karma Pratipadaka Veda. Other is Tattva Pratipadaka Veda. Understand me? Tattva Pratipadaka Veda. Do you follow? Those who are caste Brahmanas, so called, we say Smartha Brahmanas, they know only this Karmakanda section of Veda. Do you understand? They don't know the other sections. And they know that thing, and thereby, in the society, they do this work of priest. Priest. Do you understand? So, this ceremony is like new baby is born. So, Brahman is called for to perform this jatakarma. Do you understand? Shaving, mundan karma, name giving, all this is a karmakanda. Do you understand? And somebody is dead. Do you understand? Death occurs. And that karmakanda Brahmanas are asked for, they are called for to perform this pretakriya. Do you understand? Pretakriya, there is some ritualistic performances. On the tenth day of death, is dasakriya. 11th day, 12th day, this is pretakriya. That the person who is dead, he will not be a preta, he will not be a ghost. At least he will get some on this grass body. Do you follow? Therefore, this preta kriya is performed. And these Brahmanas, they do it. Those who know this karma kanda. Do you follow? And these Brahmanas and the society of other people, They know, yes, this Brahmana, and they do this thing, they are our priest. So they pay some respect, you follow. This comes, that Brahman comes to the house, they pay Gosai Oligi, Gosai Oligi. Understand me? Gosai Oligi, Oligi, Oligi. Oligi. Dandavata. All right, then they offer some blessings. All right, kalyanamastu, dharmartha kama mukhya chaturbarga praptimastu. Understand me? Understand? They want some pranama and in return some pranami. All right? Pranama, pranami. Understand me? Pranama, pranami. This is Jati Siddha Brahmana, Smart Brahmana. So, they know only Karmakanda section, they don't know the Tattva section of the Veda. But those who are Paramarthika Brahman, real Brahman, Vaishnava, they know Tattva Pratipadaka Veda. Do you understand? In Brahadaranyaka Upanishad 4.4.21 it said, who is real Brahmana? Tameva dhira vijnana prajnana kurvita Brahmana. That means, one who knows Brahma Vastu, Brahmajna Purus, very intelligent, is Brahmana. He knows Bhagavad Swarup, Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? What is his Swarup? He knows, especially knows it. Knowing this, he develops Prema Bhakti. He is a real Brahmana. That means, pure Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. Gurudharanika Upanishad says. Again, Brother Arnaka Purishas says, in 3.8.10, who is Brahmana and opposite to Brahmana, who is Kripana? Do you understand? Brahmana and Kripana. Jova etadakhyaram gargya viditvasman lokatpaitisa Kripana atho. Jo etadakhyaram gargya viditvasman lokatpaitisa Brahmana. Who is Kripana? One who leaves this planet without understanding that infallible Lord, Achyuta Vastu. Do you understand? He is Kripana. Non-Brahman. Opposite to Brahman, Kripana. Jayatara Kangargi Viditasman Lokapesha Brahman. Who is Brahmana? One who lives this planet knowing Achyuta Vastu. Knowing the Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, Achyuta Vastu, infallible Lord, is Brahmana. Do you understand? Brahmadhanati Brahmana. But one doesn't know Brahma, but says, I am Brahmana. Brahma tattva nādhānti Brahma sutriyana garbhita pasūru dāruta. He doesn't know Brahma tattva, but very proud of, don't you know who am I? I am Brahman. You see, I am Brahman. I'll curse you. I'll go to hell. Give me, feed me, give me nice dakhina. They are pasūru. They are animals. You understand? Atri Sanghita says. And such Brahmanas are there, by name only, in Kali Jiva. Therefore, in Kali Jiva, no Brahmana, Kalu Sarve Sudra Sambhava, all are Sudras. So, in Manu Sanghita says, about this so-called Jati caste Brahmanas, Jo Anudhyatya Dijo Vedamanyatra Kurde Sramam, Sajivaneva Sudratangasvatsari Sanvaya. In this caste Brahmana, those who are caste Brahmanas, born in Brahman family, but no Brahmanical qualification, there is system in their family that they will get that sanskara, Upanayana sanskara will be performed. You understand Upanayana sanskara? Giving, thread giving, sacred thread, Gayatri Mantra thread, that says Upanayana Sanskara. And they are going on in Brahmin family, going on. We have this custom. But this is a farce only. It is only farce, nothing else. So, Manu Sanghita says, Jo anadhitya di jo vedamanyatra krutya sramam, sa jivanneva sudratana asugachat. After Upanayana, this is the Vedic, what you say, Vedic, Veda's direction, that he becomes brahmachari. So, that brahmachari will remain in Guru's ashram and read Vedas, study Veda under the guidance of Guru. He should not go back to his family, to his father. The brahmachari would go back. So, he'll read there, complete Vedic study, serve Guru, and practice this self-control, peacefulness, samadama, tapas, saljum. You understand? When his education is finished, complete, Guru can understand, then he will give dakshina, then you return, Guru say, all right, return to the family, accept wife, marry, and become grihastha. Then you return, otherwise not return. This is Vedic direction, Vedas, principle. But, what is going on nowadays? In so-called Brahman family, they perform this Upanayana Sanskar. You understand? They perform Upanayana Sanskar. That Sanskar is performed, so he becomes Brahmachari. Himself said, he holds danda, gets this, gets Gayatri Mantra, then becomes Brahmachari. You understand? So he begs arm. Brahmachari will beg arm from Guru. So he begs arm. You understand? Whatever you get, you will give everything to Guru. Then, when he becomes brahmachari, so he will go to Guru's ashram. He cannot stay in father's house. He is brahmachari now. My father made me brahmachari, so I cannot stay in father's house. Unless I am a gruhastha, I cannot stay. I am brahmachari. Brahmachari cannot stay. So he goes away. You understand? He goes away. It's going on now in all Brahman family. This farce. All right, what shall be done? Unless he is married, so he cannot come back. So father cannot make him come back because father has made him brahmachari. How can sir come back? No, you made me brahmachari. So I'll go. I can't stay. Brahmachari cannot stay. Because father, mother, family, he stay in the Guru's ashram and study Veda. So no Guru's ashram, no Vedic study is there. So where to go? And this is the Vedic system. So what to do? How he will be returned? The maternal uncle will go. All right, your father has made you brahmachari, so you are going away. All right, you come back, I'll give you marriage, you become grihastha, then he returns. This is going on. Understand me? The same day. Same day. Yeah, same day. Same day. Same day. Yes, it's going on. Any Brahman family go, you see, it's going on. Yes. So then coming back, then no Vedic study, he's engaged in how to earn money. Whatever activity he does, some accept service, become, that means some do the sudra's work. Sudra means to serve others. Brahman will never serve. Sudra's work. In government offices or private offices, something. Or some become businessmen. Some sell liquor also. All right. Very good money will be available. Liquor shop. Yes. So, Manu Sangita says, therefore, Jonna Ditya Dijo Veda Manyatra Kruti Samang, Sa Jivan Neva Sudratan Asugat Sati Sangha. After Upanayana, if one Dija will not study Veda, not staying in Guru Ashram, not study Veda, rather engages himself in some other activities, he becomes Sudra. And the dynasty that comes from him, whole dynasty becomes Sudra. So, in this way, in Kali Yuga, all are sudras, no brahmanas. Kalu sarve sudra sambhava. Vibhava. In Ram Rajya, when Rama is ruling, there are real brahmanas. Therefore, Prabhupada says here, brahmanas acted exactly like brahmanas, and kshatriyas exactly like kshatriyas. Yes, they returned. They didn't take it. No, what shall we do? They accept. What minimum requirement to keep their body? Let's say, needed maintain body and soul together, minimum. Not more than that. They are not greedy. Similarly, in Bhagavata, many places you find this discussions are there. Fourth kind of Bhagavata, in Prithu Charitra, that is there also. Maharaj Prithu was ruling the whole world. Sarvatra, Skalita Desa, Sapta Deepeka Dandadruk, Annatra Brahman Kulad, Annatra Chyuta Vutrataha. This verse is there, 421. Fourth canto, 21, chapter, verse 12. Maharaj Prithu was the emperor of the whole world, consisting of 7 islands. Do you understand? Very strict administrative ruler. His administration role was enforced on everybody except Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Except Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Do you understand? Brahmanas, those who are born in some dynasty of Rusi, that means Chyuta Gotriya and Achyuta Gotriya Vaishnavas. Understand me? His role is not enforced on them, except Brahmanas Vaishnavas. His role is enforced on everybody. So in this case, you see the difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava. So-called Brahmana, he is Chyuta Gotriya. Gotra means, what do you understand? Seminal root, Gotra. Do you understand? They are Chyuta Gotriya. If you ask some Brahman what Gotra you are, he'll say, Bharadvaj Gotra, Kashyapa Gotra, Gautama Gotra, this Gotra, that Gotra. That means some Rusi. Understand me? Bharadvaj, Kashyapa, Gautama, that is the root. Do you understand? That is Chyuta Gotra. But when one becomes Vaishnava, what is his Gotra? Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta Gotra, not Chyuta Gotra. So Chyuta Gotra, Achyuta Gotra. Understand me? Chyuta. Achyuta means infallible. Chyuta means opposite, fallible. So-called Brahmana Chyuta Gotriya, whereas Brahmana Vaishnava is Achyuta Gotra. This is difference. So-called Brahmana, if he accepts a Vaishnava guru and is initiated by Vaishnava and becomes Vaishnava, then he becomes perfect Brahmana. Then Vaishnava is perfect Brahmana. Understand? And Vaishnava is perfect Brahmana. He knows Vishnu Tattva. Do you understand? Knows Vishnu Tattva. Brahma Tattva. Brahma Dhanati Brahmana. Brahma means, what is Brahma? One who knows Brahma Tattva, that's Brahmana. Brahma means, Brahatvas, Brahanatvas, Brahma is inigadyate, who is very great, who is all pervaded, who maintains the whole world, Vishwambar maintains the whole universe, is Brahma, that means Lord Vishnu, or Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, when he was defeating these Mayavadis or Brahmavadis, they are speaking Brahma, 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 isn't it? So Mahaprabhu said, what is Brahma? Do you know what is Brahma? Brahma sabde iswara kohe swim bhagavan. Swim bhagavan krishna sastra praman. Mahaprabhu said, who is supreme personality? Brahma means iswara, supreme lord, para brahma, supreme brahma, swim bhagavan. Swim bhagavan is krishna. All Veda says, one who knows Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, he knows Brahma Tattva, he is Brahman. But you don't know. You say, yeah, Brahma is impersonal, formless, no form, no, is not a person. What is that? Defeated. That is, one who knows this Brahma Tattva, Achyuta Vastu, he is Brahman. Otherwise he cannot be Brahmana. If such Brahmana becomes Vaishnava, perfectly knows this Vishnu Tattva, Krishna Tattva, then he becomes perfect Brahmana. He is perfect Brahmana. Vaishnava is perfect Brahmana. Otherwise Bhakta, devotee is perfect Brahmana. Knows Krishna. Do you understand? Therefore, Adityacharya performed with Pitru Shraddha. On Shraddha day, he invited Haridas Thakur, who was born in Mahometan family. He is not Brahman family. But he is a perfect Brahman, because he is a very dear devotee. Pure devotee. So he invited him and offered Shraddha Patra Patra to him. Haridasa Thakur said, what are you doing? Aditya, you are Brahmana. You reside in Brahmana society, community. Do you understand? If you invite me and feed me, you will be excommunicated. Or Brahmanas will be excommunicated. I invited a Mamata. But he was not afraid. Aditya said, I am not afraid of this. What Shastra says, I do. Who is real Brahmana? Tumi bhojan kaila hai koti Brahmana bhojana. If only you will be fed, I will get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. You are such a person. Isn't it? So who is the real Brahmana? He is not born in Brahmana family, he cannot be. What is this? Nonsense. Who is the real Brahmana? So he is not a Brahmana? This is Haridasa Thakur. How he became Namacharya? How Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya? What is this? He's just cheating, just misleading people. He should be beaten. He should be beaten. Yes. Why are you doing this thing? Nonsense. So in so many cases you see who is a real Brahman. Otherwise you may say, who is really dear devotee of the Lord, he is a real Brahman. Mahaprabhu Leela also, one day I was telling that thing again in this reference, I may say, when Mahaprabhu was going to Goya, after the death of his father Jagannath Mishra to offer Pinda, so on the way, he manifested that Leela, that he became affected with high fever. You understand? So Mahaprabhu was a teacher, was teaching, Pandit, teaching Sanskrit grammar, rhetoric, alankar, nyaya. His students were there with him. The teacher became sick. Students got some medicines to cure sickness, fever. But fever was not cured. The students were very much in anxiety, what shall we do? Then he asked, how will be cured? All medicines fail. Mahaprabhu said, no medicine. One medicine is there. It's like Krishna. What medicine? If you can get a real Brahmana, Vipra, so wash his foot, get that water. Vipra padudaka. Do you understand me? If I drink it, I'll be cured of the fever. Understand? Vipra padudaka. Mahaprabhu said, sarva dukha khande vipra padudaka pane. Sarva dukha khande vipra padudaka pane. If you can drink the foot washing water of a vipra, pure Brahmana, all your material ills will be cured. That Leela he displayed. And such a Brahmana was called for, and Mahaprabhu drank the pretty washing water of that vipra. Saikhane sustha hoila ar nahi jora. Vipra padadaka paan kari aishwara. Saikhane sustha hoila ar nahi jora. Immediately he became cured. No fever. Ishwara je kore vipra padadaka paan etan subha ved puran praman. Who is Supreme Lord? He drinks. It is a single water of a vipra. What is this? What is that? Because he is bhakta vatsala. Ateva namatana sevaka vatsala. Apane hariya baraya anabhrutya vada. He is very dear to his devotee. His devotee is so dear, he says, Natathame priyatama atma joni na shankara, nata shankarsana na srir naiva atma tatha bhavan. He said that into Uddhava. You are so dear. Atma joni Brahma is not so dear. Shankar is not so dear. My brother Shankarsana is not so dear to me. My wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me. Naivatma, my soul, I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear. Sevaka vatsala, bhakta vatsala. Do you understand? In order to establish this thing, Mahaprabhu drank. Do you understand? Viprapadadava. Vipra means a very dear devotee, who knows, who is Vishnu Tattva Veda Achyutatma as Brahmana. Who knows Vishnu Tattva, who is Achyuta Gotriya, Achyutatma. That's the real Brahmana Vipra. He is put us in water to be drank, to be drunk. Ramanujacharya says, one who does not three tattvas, his padadaka should not be drunk. You understand? Three tattvas. What is that three tattva? Chit, achit, iswara. Chit, achit, iswara tattva. Do you understand? Three tattvas. One who does not his pitta washing water, padadaka should not be drunk. Do you understand? That's this Brahman, not Sri Tattva. In order to establish that thing, the Sevakavasala, the dear to his devotees, Supreme Lord accepts defeat. Defeat by his devotee. Devotee defeats Supreme Lord, who is unconquerable, becomes conquered. Ajita jita, because he is so dear to his devotee. Apane hariya bharayana bhrutya bala. He accepts devotee, and glorifies devotee, makes devotee greater than he. That is the characteristic of Supreme Lord, nature of Supreme Lord. Sarvatra rakshaka hena prabhura charan, bala dekhi, kemate chhariye bhaktavan. This is Prabhu, Supreme Lord. He is maintainer, he is protector, he is very dear to his devotee. How can he give up his devotee? Krishna samya hoite hoi bada bhakta pada. Nobody will be equal to Krishna, but one will become his dear devotee, Krishna will make him greater than him, Bodha. He becomes great. Yes. Therefore, Krishna washes his feet. Krishna drinks the water. Feet washing water. So your devotee is greater than him. He is perfect Brahmana. Therefore, Viprapadava drank it. Brahmana has no other desire. Anyam vyasta sunyam jnana karma adhyana vritam ankullena krishna anusulanam bhakti ruttama. Rupa Goswami says, bhakti rasanta. Anyam vyasta sunyam jnana karma adhyana vritam ankullena krishna anusulanam bhakti ruttama. Is uttam bhakti, uttama bhakti, supreme bhakti, or dear devotee, no other desire, no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Sundarim kabitamba, jagadisa kamae, mama janmani janmani sure, bhavata bhakti rahit vidhi. Mahaprabhu's teaching. No desire for material wealth, no desire for followers, no desire for enjoying a beautiful wife or lady, no desire for liberation, life after life, to serve your lotus feet, and give you all pleasure, all enjoyment. Nothing for me. That is dear devotee. This is dear devotee. Anukulya sarvendriya krishna anusilana. He is engaged day and night 24 hours, rendering loving service to Krishna through all his senses. All his senses. Rusikena, Rusikesa sevanam. Bhakti ruchyate. That is bhakti. Rusika means senses. Rusikesa means master of the senses, control of the senses. That's one of the names of Supreme Lord. You understand? He is only engaged in the worship of Krishna and rendering loving service to Krishna, what is pleasing to Krishna, what will give him all pleasure, all happiness, he is doing. He never in return ask anything for him. He is dear devotee. He is real Brahmana. This is Shuddha Bhakti. This is pure devotion. Akaitava bhajana. is engaged in akaitava bhajana. Bhajan means pure bhajan, no duplicity is there. Is premi bhakta. Is premi bhakta. Premi bhakta. In Bhagavata, in Pancharatra Shastras, this has been said. That bhakta devotee has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, no desire for yogic perfection. What is it? Yoga siddhi, mystic perfections, isn't it? No desire. Only to render loving service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna and give him all enjoyment and happiness. Nothing for him. Yes. This is what. If in the heart of a sadhaka, in very subtle corner, that desire for bhukti, mukti or siddhi is there. Understand my language? He cannot achieve supreme perfection if he does sadhana for crores of lives. Crores of lives. Yes. Koti janma sadhana. Cannot. Cannot develop Krishna prema at all. And if someone develops Krishna prema, so he is free from all sorts of desires for bhukti or mukti or siddhi. Understand my language? Your devotee is perfect brahmana. Is perfect brahmana. That is what. So, na sadhayati imam yogam, na sankhyam dharma uddhava, na sudhyaya tapasthyago jatha bhaktir mamurjita, bhaktyahang ekagrajya sadhyatma priyasatam, bhakti punati mannishtha sopakanang sambhavat, krishna sesti uddhava. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. 11, 14, 20, 20 past verse. O Uddhava, only through prema bhakti, pure bhakti, kevala bhakti, I become bound up. Do you understand? Nobody can get me through ashtanga yoga sadhana. Understand? Eightfold yoga, ashtanga yoga sadhana. Through Brahmabhada, Sankhya Gyana, analytical study, through Vedic study, Vedadhyan, through tapasya, penance of austerity, or through renunciation, tyag. Only by bhakti, pure bhakti, I am obtained. Do you understand? If someone may be chandal, lower, dog-eater, born in dog-eater family, but if he develops such pure bhakti towards me, he becomes very dear to me, and such bhakti immediately purifies that chandal also. Do you understand me? Purpose is that the means to get Krishna is pure bhakti. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. Understand me? So one who is such a devotee, he is day and night 24 hours engaged in giving pleasure to the senses of Krishna. He never engaged in giving pleasure to his own senses. Krishnendriya srupti mai. Understand me? Krishnendriya srupti mai. That is pure devotion, that is the only way, only means to get Krishna. Do you follow? Only means to get Krishna. Bhaktyahu ekagrajya. Through karma yoga, jnana yoga, or astanga yoga, nobody can get Krishna. So such pure devotion takes the sadhaka to Krishna. Such a devotee sees the all-beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, gets him, and Lord becomes bound up, the rope of love, jnana karma yoga dharme nahi krishna vasa, krishna vasa hitu eka krishna prema rasa, bhakti vina krishna prabhu nahi premodaya, প্রেমমীনা কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তি অন্য হইতে নয়। এইছে শাস্ত্র কয় কর্ম জ্ঞান জগত্যজি ভক্তে কৃষ্ণ বশ হয় ভক্তে তার বজি, অতএব ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তির উপায় অবিধেয় বলি তারে সর্বশাস্ত্র কয়। চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত হ্যাঁ, কৃষ্ণ ইজ নট অ্যাপ্রোচড থ্রু জ্ঞান যোগ কর্ম যোগ অর অষ্টাঙ্গ যোগ মিস্টিকাল যোগ। কৃষ্ণ বক্স হেতু এক কৃষ্ণ প্রেমরস, কৃষ্ণ ইজ অনলি অ্যাপ্রোচড অর ট্রেন্ড বাই প্রেম ভক্তি, ভক্তি বিনা কৃষ্ণে কভু নয় প্রেমোদয়। উইদাউট প্রেম ভক্তি নোবডি ক্যান গেট কৃষ্ণ, প্রেম বিনা কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তি অন্য হইতে না, নো আদার মিন্স ইজ দেয়ার, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ওয়ান মিন্স ইজ অনলি প্রেম ভক্তি। এই যে শাস্ত্র কহে, দিস ইজ দি ভার্ডিক্ট অফ অল বেদিক লিটারেচার, কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ তেজি, give up karma, jnana and yoga, only adopt bhakti. Do you understand? Ode bhakti krishna prapti upay. Therefore this is the only means to get krishna, that is bhakti. Therefore bhakti is known as avidheya. Avidheya. Ninth canto bhagavatam, supreme lord says to Durvasa muni, আম ভক্তোপরাধী নহি ওস্তন্ত্র ইব ধীজ, সাধুগ্রস্ত হৃদয় ভক্তের ভক্ত জনপ্রিয়, সাধব হৃদয় মহ্যম সাধুনা হৃদয় তোহং মদন্যতেন জানন্তি নাহ তেভ্যো মনাগপি। ও ব্রাহ্মণ দুর্বাসা, আই হ্যাভ নো ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্স, হ্যাঁ সুপ্রিমলি ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্ট, ইস আই হ্যাভ নো ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্স, হ্যাঁ I am bhakta paradhin, I am dependent on my devotee, isn't it? I am no independence. Sadhvigrastar hudayor bhakteir bhakta janapriyo, that devotee sadhu has occupied my heart doesn't belong to me. What do you say? My heart doesn't belong to me. সাধু বিগ্রস্ত হৃদয়, দ্যাট সাধু হ্যাজ অকুপাইড মাই হার্ট, ভক্তের ভক্ত জনপ্রিয়, দ্যাট ডিভোট ইজ সো ডিয়ার টু মি, ইভেন হোয়াট ইজ সেজ টু উদ্ধব, আই মাই সেলফ মাই আত্মা, ব্রহ্মা ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, শঙ্কর ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, মাই ব্রাদার শঙ্কর সন ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, মাই ওয়াইফ লক্ষ্মী ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, my soul, I myself is not so dear, is so dear. Sadhu hude mayam, sadhuna hude doham, madanatena nananti, nahute vyamanagapi, that sadhu is my heart, and I am the heart of that sadhu doesn't know anything but me, I don't know anything but he, this is the such intimate connection, relationship, between ভক্ত অ্যান্ড ভগবান, হ্যাঁ জেন্টস টাইম, সো পারপট ইজ দ্যার ডিভোট ইজ আর ওল ইজ এনগেজড ইন দ্য লাভিং সার্ভিস অফ দ্য লর্ড, হ্যাঁ ইজ ইন্ট ইট, দে আর সার্ভেন্টস অ্যান্ড সার্ভড ইজ কৃষ্ণ, সেভ্য বস্তু ইজ কৃষ্ণ, ইজ ইন্ট ইট, অল ইজ এনগেজড ইন দ্য সার্ভিস, সো অ্যাজ এ রেসিপ্রোকেশন Supreme Lord only seeks a person how to serve his dear devotee. That means his bhakta seva apara. Understand my language? Hey, understand language. Bhakta is bhagavat seva apara, whereas Bhagavan is bhakta seva apara. Understand me, my language? Huh? Understand?
Yes.
that is the mystery here. That dear devotee all is engaged in loving service to Krishna, giving all pleasure, all enjoyment, all happiness, nothing for him. Bhagavan, Lord, oh, I am ready to give him whatever he wants, but he don't want anything. What shall I do? He made me indebted. Yes, I'm indebted now. How can I pay back his debt, Baba? Huh? So he seeks opportunity how to serve him. Bhakta Seva Apara. Huh? And their relationship is so intimate. Huh? So intimate and so strong, it cannot be cut off. Though Krishna is almighty, all powerful, he cannot break it. He said, no power, I cannot. This is the purport what he says to Durvasa. Then 11th canto, he says to Uddhava, na tathāme priyatamātma jone na saṅkara, na ca saṅkarsana, na śrīr na ibātmā ca jathā bhavā, nirapekhyam muni sāntam nirvairam samadarsanam, anuprajyāmyam nityam poeti angrirenu bhi. Understand? Yogeshwara. What yoga are you doing? What yoga? Yogeshwara. Mystic yoga? Mystic yoga? Yogi yoga. Bhagavan Krishna says to Uddhava, Brahma is not so dear to me, Shankar is not so dear to me, my brother Shankarsana is not so dear to me, my wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me, I myself is not so dear to me, as you are dear to me. Then he says, nirapekhyam muni santam nirbhayaram samadarsanam anubrajyamyaham nityam paityam girenami. Such a devotee who is impartial, who is always peaceful, who has no enemy, who has developed equal vision, samadarsanam, so dear, I always seek opportunity how to serve him. Unnoticingly, stealthily, I go behind him. I follow him to get some dust from his lotus feet. Yogeshwara, what yogi you are? He says, Puyati angrirenuvi. Why? What need? What will you do with that dust? Oh Lord, what will you do? He says, what will you do? Because with that dust is such powerful dust. I have no such power. Such powerful and so purifying dust. Purifying dust. That I will purify my created world with that. In that purpose I stillly go behind him to get some dust. Do you understand? In purport, it is said, as nirapekhya bhakta impartial, premi bhakta is bhagavad bhaktiman, similarly bhagavan is bhakta bhaktiman. Understand language? Bhakta bhaktiman. Bhagavan is bhakta bhaktiman. And bhakta is bhagavad bhaktiman. Understand? This word is important, specifically. Bhakta is the servitor. Serves Krishna. Krishna is not servitor, but Krishna becomes servitor of that bhakta. This is bhakta-bhakti-man. Bhakta-bhakti-man. Bhakta-bhakti-man and bhakta-bhakti-man. Understand? Bhakta is bhakta-bhakti-man. Bhagavan is bhakta-bhakti-man. Understand language? Yogi, yogeshwar. Yes. Therefore, stillly, unnoticingly, Supreme Lord follows such bhakta to get some dust. For what purpose? Siddhar Swami says, Puye madanantvarti brahmanani pavitri kurjamiti bhavanayatyatha iti swami charana. This is the opinion of Siddhar Swami. Bhagavan follows steadily behind his pure devotee to get some dust from his lotus feet to purify his created world. But Jiva Goswami gives something other commentary on it. Do you understand? But Jiva Goswami path says, Sandarbha, who has written Sandarbha 600, Tad bhaktya niskruti dosa pavitrata syamiti bhave nityartha. Jiva Goswami said. That means Supreme Lord has become indebted. Such a devotee has made him indebted. Yes. Because he gives everything to him. Never wants anything in return. Though Supreme Lord always very eager to return, pay back. That is his promise. He always pays back. 100-fold, 1,000-fold. Prepare. But such a bhakta doesn't want anything. What shall I do? So I am indebted now. I can pay back his debt. Therefore, in order to pay back debt, I am indebted. I have debt means I am contaminated now. Because I have debt. I have not paid back. In order to purify himself from this debt, Bhagavan goes stealthily behind such bhakta to get some dust. Thereby he'll purify himself from the debt. Understand me? This is what Jiva Goswami says. Jiva Goswami's interpretation. In other words, without the dust from such a pure devotee, one cannot develop prem bhakti. Understand? One cannot develop prem bhakti. Without that dust. Dust is so powerful. Prem bhakti one cannot develop in madhurjya rasa. Understand me? Madhurjya rasa. Therefore, Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, goes behind such premi bhakti stillly to get some dust. Understand? This is what Jiva Goswami says. Such a bhakta, premi bhakta, is real perfect brahmana. Therefore Mahaprabhu wanted, hey, get some padodaka, then I'll be cured of fever. And Krishna Leela, Krishna also displayed that Leela. He became affected with high fever, shivering. What medicine? Narada, get some dust. Get some dust. So my premi bhakta, if he can give me, so that is the medicine I smear in my body, I will be cured. Understand? So Narada in Dwaraka became disappointed, couldn't get his wife's Rukmini Satyabhama refused. Because they are selfish. They want something from Krishna. Isn't it? Whereas gopis, they don't want anything. Do you understand? They don't want anything. Gopis love. Gopis are mama. Krishna says. Gopis are so dear. Gopis are mama. They don't want anything. Gopala. They don't want anything. Pure bhakti, anyabhyasthasanyam, jnana-karmadi, anabhritam, anukulyena, krishnanusidanam, bhakti-ruttama. Do you understand? Bhakti-ruttama. They don't want anything. They don't want anything for them. Their sole business to give all pleasure, all enjoyment, all happiness to Krishna. Do you understand? No other desire is there. That is gopi prem. There is no tinge of giving pleasure to their own senses. No tinge of lust there. No tinge of lust. Kama. There is no kama. Jaha kama taha nahi rama. Do you understand me? Jaha kama taha nahi rama. Understand my language? Yogi, Yogeshwar. Here now. Jaha kama taha nahi rama. Where there is kama, lost, there is no rama. Understand me? Jaha kama taha nai Rama. Ravi Rajani kaha ekathaam? Ravi Rajani kaha ekathaam? Can you place Ravi, sun and night in one place? Jaha kama taha nahi Rama, Ravi Rajani kaha ekathaam? Do you understand? This is what said like that. So, gopis, Narada became disappointed. The Krishna said, all right, go to Brajabhumi, find there. So he went to Brajabhumi. All gopis ran towards Narada, because Narada can give us information about our most beloved Krishna. Do you understand? Thinking they become skinny. Yes, I have brought message for you. What? Krishna is very sick. High fever. So I am searching medicine, and medicine is with you. What medicine? Oh, if somebody, some of you can give some dust from your feet, that is medicine, Krishna says. If you smear that dust on his body, he will immediately cure. Oh, this medicine? All right, they made competitions. Say, take from me. No, take from me. Meditation. How many sacks, how many bags have you brought? How many bags? You see? Such love. The wives of Krishna were afraid. If you give dust, we will go to hell and suffer. But gopis are not afraid. All right, giving dust to our beloved, most beloved, Krishna, go to hell and suffer, let us go and sign a contract, suffering forever. Yes, later Krishna be happy. What love it is, No tinge of lust there, nothing for themselves, everything, only give all pleasure, all happiness, all enjoyment to Krishna. Nothing for them. Even to suffer. They accept suffering in the hell if needed. They won't go to hell. But what is their mood? You see the mood. This is mood. You should understand this. So, one is in this mood, such devotee, pure devotee, premi bhakta, such prema, such love for Krishna he has developed. Krishna becomes subordinate to him. Aham bhakto paradhina. I have no independence. Krishna says, I have no independence. I am dependent on my bhakta, such bhakta. Sas bhakta. Do you understand? Sas bhakta. This is Brajgopi. Brajgopi. There is a difference between kama prema. Do you understand? Kama prema. Kama means lust. Prema, love. Love. Yes, that is lost, Baba. Love is not here in material world, not found. Love is there. Here is kama. Here is lost. That look alike, exactly like love. As for example, you see, it is said, pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, isn't it? Yogi, pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, isn't it? It look alike, but heaven and hell difference. Yes. One who knows what is pieces of glass and what are the pieces of diamond. One knows, only he can distinguish. No, these are glass. Throw away. These are valuable diamonds. Accept it. Do you follow? And one should understand what is the difference between kama and prema. Then there will be, what to say, no illusion. One should understand. And these two words, Sanskrit word, kama and prema, the verbal root you analyze. From kam dhatu, the word kama is framed, formed. From pri dhatu, the word prema is formed. Understand me? Are you student of literature? Scholar. Yes. So you understand. From kam dhatu, this word kama is formed. Pri dhatu, word prema is formed. And the meaning of kam dhatu and pri dhatu is the same. Understand? Meaning is same. Meaning of pri dhatu, meaning of kam dhatu and pri dhatu means trupti bancha, desiring, satisfaction. Do you understand? Desiring satisfaction, the meaning of kam dhatu and pri dhatu, desiring satisfaction. But difference is there. As for example, pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, but there's heaven and hell difference, yes. Pridivancha, that means desiring satisfaction. So, kam dhatu kama, desiring satisfaction of his own self, own senses. Pridhatu prema, desiring satisfaction, senses of Krishna. Desiring satisfaction is there, but desiring his own self, desiring for Krishna. This is the difference. Kama prema. Understand? Kama prema. Nijendriya trupti banchat. Tare boli kam. Atmendriya priti banchat. Tare boli kam. Krishnendriya priti banchat hore prema na. If you have desire to give satisfaction to your own senses, then it becomes kama. Lost. But no desire to give satisfaction to your own senses, only to the senses of Krishna, then it becomes, turns into prema. Nothing else. What you have, Yogeshwar? Your own senses or Krishna's senses? Why are you undergoing such austerity? To give something for your own senses or Krishna's senses? Sense of Krishna, Why? Such yogi. What is yogi doing? Do you understand? This is what you should understand. Therefore it say, kama andhatama, atev kama grandhe, kama preme bahutantar, kama andhatama prema nirmala bhaskara, atev gopi ganare nahi kama gandha, krishna sukha lagi matra krishna ji samandha. There is difference between kama and prema. Kama is like darkness, whereas prema is effulgent sun. Understand, yogi. Yes. Therefore, in dealings of gopi, there is no tinge of kama at all. No tinge of kama. Krishna sukha lagi, only for pleasure of Krishna. There are all dealings are there, activities are there. You understand? Purport is that kama is the activity of maya, whereas prema is the activity of Hladini Shakti. Understand, yogi? Yes, there is difference. Kama is the activity of maya, illusory energy. Whereas prema is the activity of Ladini, pleasure potency. Kama is the cause of material bondage. Whereas prema is the cause of the deliverance from that bondage. If you accept kama, lost, then you degrade yourself, glide down, down, down. But you accept prema, elevate yourself higher, 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 higher. This is difference. Huh? Do you follow? Huh? Kama means desiring for satisfaction to his own senses. Prema means desiring satisfaction for the senses of Krishna. Krishna sukha, not his own sukha. Therefore, there is heaven and hell difference between prema and kama. This is what we should understand. Kamandha, who is a very lusty person, he is a blind man. Kamandha, do you understand? Is Kamandha, is a blind man. He is completely blind, completely overpowered by kama. Do you understand? Lost. So, one who is blind, he cannot see others, isn't it? Huh? One who is blind, he cannot see others. Huh? Can he? Say, tell me. He cannot see others. He sees himself, isn't it? He sees himself. But one is kamandha, huh? Blinded by lust. Understand me? Even he doesn't see himself. Understand me? What I say? Huh? Ordinary blind man, an ordinary blind man cannot see others, but he sees himself. But one is kamandha, is blinded by lust. Even he doesn't see himself. Do you understand? Huh? Are Baba, he is andha, he cannot see others. Ordinary andha, blind, sees himself. But kamandha even doesn't see himself. It's so worst. So worst. Yes.
So the lusty man always sees others lusty.
Are Baba, I am stressing on this word andha, blind. What are you? You, this yogi, cannot understand things. Try to understand. This is Vaishnava philosophy, Baba. Very subtle philosophy. It is not your yogic perfection, Baba. It's Vaishnava philosophy. You shall understand. Ah. In other words, who is kamandha? Ah, is blinded, lost. He even doesn't do good to himself. What to speak of others? Understand me? Yes. So, kama and prema, lost and love, completely opposite. Therefore said, jahan kama tahan nahi rama, jahan rama tahan nahi kama, rabi rajani kabhu nahi ekathama. Understand? Yogi. Jahan kama tahan nahi rama, jahan rama tahan nahi kama, rabi rajani kabhu nahi ekathama. Huh? Understand? Very significant, very nice uses. Beauty is there in this language. You release the beauty. Yes. Unless you know this language, you can release the beauty, Baba. Such nice. Jahan kama tahan nahi rama, jahan rama tahan nahi kama, rabi rajani kabhu nahi ekathama. Where there is kama, there is no rama. Where there is ram, there is no kama. Ravi Rajani Kabhuna Yekathama. You cannot place sun and night together. Understand me? This is literal meaning, but purport is very deep. Try to understand it. Huh? So, when desire for one sense gratification is there, that is kama, desire for giving all pleasure satisfaction to the senses of Krishna, that is prema. Understand? This difference between kama and prema. Kama and prema. So, in gopi prema, there is no desire, no tinge of desire for their own satisfaction. Everything for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna's pleasures, Krishna's satisfaction. Krishna sukha lagi matra Krishna je samandha. Atma sukha dukhe gopira nahi ko vichar. কৃষ্ণ সুখ হেতু করে সর্বব্যবহার, কৃষ্ণ লাগে আর সব করি পরিত্যাগ, কৃষ্ণ সুখ হেতু করে শুদ্ধ অনুরাগ, দিস ইজ গোপী প্রেম। হ্যাঁ, কৃষ্ণস হ্যাপিনেস, কৃষ্ণস প্লেজার, কৃষ্ণস স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন, দে ডু এভরিথিং, ইভেন প্রিপেয়ার টু গো টু হেল। ইয়েস, নেভার থিঙ্ক অফ এনিথিং ফর দেয়ার ওন প্লেজার অ্যান্ড স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন, and their all dealings are for Krishna's happiness, Krishna's pleasure, and they give up everything. It is very difficult to give up for this satisfaction, pleasure of Krishna. Do you understand? There is no tinge of lust in gopis. Yes. Understand? Therefore they have given up everything. This is the special characteristics of gopis. Dharma, bhav. They are therefore give up everything, abandon. Sarva dharmana paritejya. They kick Veda dharma. Understand my language? Vedic dharma. They kick Veda dharma, deha dharma, loka dharma, lajya, dharjya, deha suga, atma suga, dristajarja pada, nija parijana, sojana. Understand? Language. They abandon Veda dharma, dharma, Vedic dharma. They abandon Deha dharma. Dharma of the body is to give satisfaction to the senses. That is Deha dharma. Do you understand? They abandon it. Loka dharma. Do you understand? Dharma generally prevailing in the society. Do you follow? They abandon it. And lajja. They kick shyness. Shyness. Yes, no shyness. Yes, lajja. Dharja. They also gave up their patience. They are very impatient. How can I go? How can I go? How can I go? How can I go? Huh? Very impatient. They have given up dehasukha, comforts to their own body. Atmasukha, own happiness. Huh? Do you understand? They break family tie, which is very difficult to break. Durja grhasun khala, Krishna has said, but you have broken for gopis, for me. They abandon their own relatives, members of all family, their husband, their father-in-law, mother-in-law, family member, kith and kin, sojan, sons, daughter, everything. To give all pleasure and happiness to Krishna only, nothing else. Krishna saks gosadhika. So, generally we see here, one can give up everything for his own pleasure. Do you understand? Atma-sukha, isn't it? Yes. Maybe it's very difficult, so I can do it. If I give up this thing, I get some. My name will be written in the history, I'll be so great. Yeah, many people will glorify me. Atma-sukha, pratishtha. But, to give up everything for the pleasure of Krishna, is there any instance in the history of the world? You'll never find such instance in the history of the world. And this is, you'll find in the community of gopis only. This is unique, completely, do you understand? Because of their such love, Krishnanuraga, they have given up everything, yes, all these things. Veda dharma, deha dharma, loka dharma, lajja, dharja, dehasukha, atmasukha, dustarjarjapada, parijana, swajana, everything. What is this? Can you? Yogi? No. So, this is what? The characteristic of gopi prem, gopi prem. Therefore, Krishna says, gopi jana mama. As gopis are dear to me, nobody is so dear. No dear. Nobody is so dear to me. Gopi jana mama. Gopis are dear. Gopinath, Gopikanta. Yes. Gopinath Gopikanta. That nice verse is there. Gopijana Mama. Yes, follow? What do you say?
I understand you're looking for a soul, but I'm looking for a soul.
Song. Oh, that nice song. Written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am not saying that thing. I want to quote that verse. That verse Krishna quoted. Gopi jana mama. Nobody is so dear to me as the gopis are dear. All right. This is what is to understand. So such a devotee, so dear devotee, premi bhakta, developed love for unalloyed love, not in the lust in that. It's very dear to Krishna. He knows Krishna, he has gotten Krishna. He is perfect Brahmana. He is perfect Brahmana. Therefore Krishna accepts, Supreme Lord accepts dust, accepts the Padadaka. That is medicine for Krishna. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi Hari Bola.
When you say that the pastimes so Radha and Krishna are ever increasing.
Yes, ever increasing.
Ever increasing, infinite, but still they are unlimited, there's unlimited is increasing.
They make competition.
Compete one another.
Yes. Radha Prema and Krishna's longings. They make competitions. Poda Kari Bhai. It's all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, are you making such competition? Through your yoga sadhana? Yogi? What do you say?
The Buddha is telling that to Uddhava. And he says that he lost the devotees, you know, that the devotees are in his heart, you know, and he's telling that to Uddhava. And Uddhava does not belong to Vrindavan, he's in Dwarka. And he's a Jnana Yogi.
Uddhava is so dear. And going to Vrindavan.
And he's a Jnana Yogi.
Yes. So, this is very deep purpose. Whom Krishna admired, is so dear. Sent him to Vrindavan, that is purpose. Then there will be a good lesson for Uddhava. He'll get lesson when he see gopis. What love they have developed. Because Uddhava has some pride in him. I am very dear to Krishna. Yes. To cross his pride, he sent. And that took place. He now condemns himself. I was thinking this. What love they developed. And nothing. No tinge of this thing. What is my life? Useless. If I get some dust on their feet, then my life will be successful. I'll develop such love for Krishna. But it is not possible in this life. No. If I beg, they won't be. In this life, not possible. Next life. Then he desired to take bath as a blade of grass or medicinal herb in the jungle of Vrindavan. Then I'll get chance when gopis will be running, becoming mad after searching Krishna. They never follow the path. They go anywhere. So by chance they are fit me, touch me, so I'll get some dust. I desire such thing. Understand?
So, the devotee should not even accept his own position, they should hanker actually for Vrindavan. Even if it's in another situation, even if it's in Dwarka, or like I have some friends, you know, that they feel pity for me because, you know, I'm an inhabitant of Dwarka or something. So I should be hankering for Vrindavan, I shouldn't be satisfied with my...
Go to Vrindavan, therefore Krishna sent Uddhava there. Go there, go there. Go Brajabhumi, go to Brajabhumi. Uddhava, go to Brajabhumi. Picked up Uddhava. Hey. Samya gatsa Brajabhumi, Samya Uddhava. Uddhava, you go to Brajabhumi. expressing his own sorrow, cracking, crack up his heart, my heart cracks. They are always thinking of me, Mother Thetakta Dehika, they are prepared to give up their bodies, their life for me. My father, my mother, gopis, yes. They are just surviving. They would have died, just surviving. Only one hope, I'll come back with that hope, that sentence, very short sentence. With that hope they have been surviving only. Do you understand? Go, go, go! Console them. Then Uddhava found, no words of consolation, Baba. What shall I say? What words of consolation? They are crying for Krishna. How can I say, don't cry for Krishna? Then it will be sinful. I'll commit great blunder thereby. I'll become a great offender thereby. Yes, all sastras say, cry for Krishna. How can I say, don't cry? We are discussing all these things. Isn't that bad? Yes, go to Vrindavan. Yes.
If I don't keep talking to you, if you don't give me your mercy, I'm just going, my mind is going to go.
No, no, you go, you go. You go, you go. Because now you have developed so much eagerness in your heart, so Krishna is very pleased. Go now. Go. All right, go now.
But one who stays in Varaha,
is
stuck with that conception, it's very difficult to get out of there. Very difficult to get out, unless Krishna will not push that person.
Yes, well, Krishna can.
Krishna
is the ultimate sanctioning authority, Baba. Nobody else. And Krishna wants what is there in our heart. Yes. Krishna knows the heart. Yes, not the heart. There is any tinge of, I say, slight tinge, any subtle color for yourself. No. Krishna will say no. Nothing for you. Everything. Yes, solo. Understand my language? Yogi, give up yoga. Develop prema. Alive? Hare Krishna. Govinda hai. Hare hai. Krishna is very tricky. He is very tricky. Very tricky. Not easy to understand him. Say, Uddhava, you are very dear to me. Then, go to brother. Tell the brother. Give him a good lesson. So tricky. So tricky. Not easy to understand him, Baba. Uddhava admitted, yes. Yes. He is very merciful to me. By sending me to Braja, he saw a great mercy. So merciful mercy on me. What he says? If there would not be viraha for gopis, why should I have come here? Why Krishna would have come send me here? Your viraha is to serve mercy on me. He admitted, isn't it? Admit? Me as the jiva, adha, most wretched jiva, fallen jiva, just to serve mercy on me, yourself viraha is there. And therefore Krishna said, therefore I came here. I got such good fortune of coming here. This is my good fortune now, I understand. At last he admitted, you see. But why Krishna sent it? Yes, you see, not easy to understand Krishna. Therefore, three places crooked, not straight. No, straight. Such a crooked person. Yogeshwar, such a crooked person. Not one and two, three places crooked.
But how many crookedness in Radharani?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Crookedness is monopoly of Krishna Baba.
Monopoly only Krishna.
Yes, only monopoly of Krishna Baba. Only monopoly of Krishna. Therefore, three places crooked. Not easy to understand him. But that crookedness is so sweet, so nice, so beautiful. Yes. If you become crooked, all will spit at it. Huh?
Yeah.
Ugly, ugly, condemn you. But so sweet, so nice, so relishing, so nectarian, so beautiful. Krishna's crookedness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Therefore, Guru Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj says, this kapatya, crookedness, is the monopoly of Krishna only.
You know, Krishna, when he was a child, he used to pass urine and in the palace.
Yes.
And then they glorified that.
Yes. His stool is glorified, his knee is glorified, his goodness is glorified, his theft is glorified, his lying is glorified, everything is glorified. Yes. Anna Maharaj is a great liar.
Yeah.
And I have seen it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You say Narayan.
You say Narayan, not a liar. Krishna is a liar. Nice. So nice.
But there's no crookedness in Mahaprabhu.
No. Mahaprabhu is straight. Mahaprabhu is straight. 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 No crookedness in Mahaprabhu.
Because Rasharani is there.
No crookedness in Dhavarani. No crookedness. It's straight. Only in Krishna. Only in Krishna. That is that Gaurakishore Bhava. This kapatya is Krishna's monopoly. Krishna's monopoly. Nobody else's. Yes. You understand?
Well, one time we explained the different bodily feature of Radharani, that her hair represents something and her eyes and bodily.
That's different.
That's different.
That different properties there. Don't do it.
Jai Ganesh.